It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Exodus. We're studying the 24th chapter and beyond into the 25th chapter today. And so please open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 24. We're going to begin reading with the 15th verse. And so while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at parkviewbiblechurch.org. And I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bible so that we can begin the study today. As always, it's going to be a wonderful study anytime that we open God's Word. And so please follow along with me. And if you're traveling, why, please just listen. Exodus chapter 24, beginning to read with verse 15. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount, in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud, and gat him up unto the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering. Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart, ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram's skins dyed red, and badger skins, and shittim wood, oil for the lamp, spices of anointing oil, and for sweet incense, onyx stones, and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. Let's begin with prayer after reading God's precious word. Father, thank you today that we can come together and enjoy this time. I just thank and praise you for this opportunity that you have given us, that we may spend once again some time in your word, some time together fellowshipping over your word. And I ask, dear Father, that you'll take this word and touch the heart. It has to be through your precious spirit that he will be able to penetrate into the heart of the lost, that they will surrender to you and acknowledge their sin and acknowledge the need of a Savior, and that Savior, of course, is your Son, the Lord Jesus. And please that they come accepting his offering, his sacrifice in their place, please, dear Lord. And for all that are born again, that have trusted in you as their Savior, please today that we walk each day with you. We enjoy each day. We have much to learn from Moses as we watch him be obedient unto you. Now please help us to see all that today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's wonderful to be able to come together and enjoy this study. And we have so many things in this last section of the 24th chapter that I want you to see. And we begin backing up just a little bit, as we do quite often, and we read today in beginning with this 15th verse, and Moses went up into the mount, and the cloud covered the mount. We have some things that went on prior to this time, and we have the calling out of Joshua and Moses separate from the elders. And as first they came to a section, and then he said for the elders to tarry there, and they went on up into the mount, another stage, and then Moses himself goes up once again further. And so as we look back at the 12th verse, I want you to see this. Because, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up unto me into the mount, and be there." Now, you know, that's a problem that we have today with just being obedient. You know, God says, do not forsake the assembling, but it seems as though that we find so many things to do that allows us to forsake the assembling. We just don't see the need of it. We desire God's blessings. We want to hear from the Lord when we pray to Him. And yet something so simple as just being obedient to His Word, to listen to Him and to follow Him, we neglect. And one simple thing we neglect, and that is even to come and hear His Word. God tells us we're when two or more are gathered. But He tells Moses here, He gives him the simple, clear, plain words, be there. And I think that is a clear statement. And I think that we need to have the people of God, believers, be there. What would have happened if Moses, after a period of time, decided he wasn't going to wait on the Lord any longer? You know, this obedience is of great necessity. Come to me and be there. Moses could have done like Saul, not the Saul that his name was later known as Paul in the New Testament, but Saul back in the Old Testament, back in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. Because you see, he said, what should I wait for the Lord any longer? And Moses could have said the same thing. Because you see, we see here in the verses that the 16th verse, "And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days, and the seventh day he called for Moses." For 6 days, he listened, and he waited, and I'm sure prayed unto the Lord for 6 days, waiting for the call. Now, he could have asked the question, as Saul asked, should I wait for him any longer? As if we are the ones that are of such great importance that we cannot wait upon the Lord for His time to be in His place. And yet that's exactly the way that we live our lives today, upon our time, upon our schedule, not upon the Lord's. Oh, I don't have time to study the Word of God. You know, I think I'd probably get more out of it when I do come to Bible study if I'd study ahead, but I just don't have the time. I would be in church today, but you know, I have this going on, and I just don't think I'm going to be able to be there. I just have to go the other direction. You know, we've got a family get-together coming up, and if I come to church, why, then I'm late and I miss dinner, and oh, I hate that. Well, you know, God says, be there. And God says to study His Word, and we need to do it daily, not weekly, not monthly, but daily. And we need to see that His timing is the time clock that we follow, not our own. And I just look at this with Moses here, and I think that this is wonderful words for us to follow and to put to heart, because we do. Our schedule is often just the opposite of what God would want us to do. But we seem that we just don't have time to follow after the things that God would want us to have. "And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up unto me unto the mount, and be there, and I will give thee tablets of stone, and a law, and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them, being the nation of Israel." And so, as we find that they have come now to this position, the people seem to have been down. Remember, they were said to stay back just a little. And so now we have them, and we have, as we listen to the call for Moses, he said, I want you to come up into the mount and be there. Moses rose up, and his minister, Joshua, you know, Joshua's going to be the one that's going to rule and to reign and to lead the people into the nation, the land of Israel, the land of Canaan, here at a later time. And Moses went up into the mount of God. He said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us. Notice the us there. And until we come again unto you, behold, Aaron and Ur are with you. And if any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. He's putting his brother and brother-in-law in control, in leadership positions here. And then Moses went up unto the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. Now, if you'll notice that it did say in the 14th verse, because when we find Moses going up this next stage, this next level, it says, tarry ye here for us. I believe that Joshua went with Moses the next step. I think this 6 days, Joshua was with Moses. I don't believe that he was alone. And then is when God called Moses on up the next stage, one step closer, one step into the very presence of God, is when then Moses went alone and Joshua stayed back and waited for Moses. And so as we look at these words now, we find that Moses takes care of everything. He puts Ur and Aaron in control of the people or in leadership there to oversee them, take care of all matters that need to be dealt with while I'm gone. Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount, and I believe that Joshua was with him. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. Back to the 12th verse again, and I've circled those words. The word says, come up to me, and then I've circled right beyond that, be there. And so in this 6 days that he was commanded, of course, he didn't know how many days. And see, that's where we begin to weary and begin to become impatient. You know, that's a virtue that God wants us to possess, is patience. And we need to wait for him. When he calls for us, we need to wait until we hear from him. And we, you know, will speak, and oftentimes our prayer requests is as a shopping list. And you've heard me say this before. As we would go to the grocery store or we go to town, why, we have our shopping list all made out of what we're going to get. And so we kind of do the same thing with our Lord. We give him our shopping list. God, here's what I need. And we give this list to him very quickly. And then we go on about our own timetable and our own time schedule. And we forsake him and we just leave him go. And then we come back when we're out of goods again. When we need something, then we arrive again, just like we do to the grocery store. And so we go into that store and we begin to pick up this, and we have our shopping list, you see. Well, we expect God just to fulfill our shopping list, and then we don't need him, we don't call on him until we have need of that list again. And that is so sad, because we should never treat our God that way. God told Moses, I want you to come up, and I want you to be there. And because I'm going to give you some things, and he gives that list to him, but I'm going to give you some things, but you've got to be there to get it. And it's the same thing with coming to the house of God and being to Bible studies and Sunday school and the church service and spending time with him alone in your own home in his word. We must be there. We must be there to get the blessings of God. Most people and most churchgoers and even true believers, because there's two different groups. There's a lot of people go to church, But there's few that truly believe and have come by faith to Jesus Christ and have had this personal relationship. But we are told to wait, and we're told to be there. And so we find that this wait lasted 6 days. And 6 days on the seventh day. And it's believed that that's probably the Sabbath day. 6 days, the six is a number for man, the seventh is a number of completeness, of perfection. And it also is listed, you know, God created the world and all that is in it in 6 days. He rested on the seventh day. And we have the Sabbath day that he gives unto the Jews for their day of rest. And so it's believed that that's probably the seventh day is the Sabbath day that he calls Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And so we go one step further. And do you see how God blesses those that are obedient? First, he called him. Moses, if he had not heeded that call, if he had not said, as Abraham has said, "Here am I." And we have so many that through the Scripture, the words that are very close to that, when God calls for them, they are ready, and he says, "Here am I." And we kind of have Moses doing the same thing. God calls him, and he goes. And as he proceeds, God doesn't take us all the way immediately. He has to bring us to a level, and then he has to test us and train us, and then we get to go to the next level, and there'll be a level of time of testing, a time of training, and then to the next level. And that's exactly the way the Lord does in our life, as he grows us closer to him and makes us a useful vessel for his honor and glory. So we find Moses listening to the heed. That was the first, listening to the call. And so he comes. He gives instruction unto Aaron and to Ur and to the elders of Israel. Then he goes on up with Joshua. And as they wait, and as they pray, and as they listen for the Lord to speak, that spoken word come, that call come unto Moses on the seventh day. He called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. Like devouring fire, consuming fire. That's how God chose to manifest himself as he is about to give the law. Remember what we're going to get here. I will give thee tablets of stone. This is back in the 12th verse I keep referring to. I will give thee tablets of stone and a law and commandments which I have written that thou mayest teach them. You see, when we receive something of the Lord, it is always for us to give it to someone else. When we're learning something, when there's something for us to do, we have to be equipped to do it. And so we need that learning. And so once we have gained that wisdom and gained that knowledge, then it's time for us to go out and do the job that God has set before us. And so, but we need to see that it takes, again, our patience. We need to wait upon the Lord that it be his timetable and his time schedule. And we find here that upon giving of this law, this written law, the purpose that Moses is receiving it is that he will teach, that he will give this to others. And it's the same thing, everything that God's ever shown us. Sometimes it is for us for that day, but there's a purpose for that, that what God is about to do in our life, that we can give it to others. And again, there are things that God will show you that are just for you. And there'll be a time in the future, I'm sure, that you'll be able to share it and to give it. But right now it's for you, and there's many times that's happened to me, that I have God has shown me things, but later then I had the opportunity to share that. But it was a learning experience, a teaching experience, but all the time what God is giving us, we are to be teaching and to use the wisdom of God. And maybe it's just something I had learned so I could teach something else in instructing of God's word. But we find that Moses, when he goes this next step, he enters in this consuming fire, and all Israel see him do that. And you know, we find that something happens during this 40 days here that we'll be talking about later. But they thought Moses wasn't returning. And there's a reason for that, because Moses stepped right into that consuming fire. But Moses never had a question of his safety or his concern, because God was calling him there. And that's just exactly in our life we need to hold on to. When God calls us, we know it's a place of security, even though it's right in the enemy's camp, because God has called us there. God demands obedience. God demands perfection. And we find that when he is about to give the law and give the commandments, that he is manifesting himself in as a consuming fire, a devouring fire, as the scripture calls it here in the 17th verse. Moses enters up into this cloud. If he had not been there the 6 days of preparation, Moses may not have had the strength to go in. But because he was obedient, God says, be there, and he was. Oh, what words we need to learn, be there. But with this preparation, with this time of communion, we find that he was prepared. God's grace is sufficient, and he entered in. You know, as we study through the scripture, and we find many examples of men trusting in God's strength and power, but one that most people probably have not studied or have just kind of read through and have missed, but there's a time when Ezra goes back to Jerusalem. He's in the land of Babylon. They have been able to be set free. Artaxerxes is the king of that area at the time, of the Persians, and he is given the opportunity for Ezra to return back into Jerusalem. And so he makes this call. It's the second trip, the not for Ezra, but for the children of Israel. They sent first Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel and Joshua went first, and now we find that Ezra is about to take the second group to go back. And as Ezra begins to leave, he has great wealth with him. We have thousands, if not millions of dollars worth of gold and silver, precious vessels for the temple. All this has been collected, and now he's about to leave, and it's going to be about a 4-month journey. And he begins to weaken, and he begins to think that what's going to happen here? There's many enemies out between where we are and back to Jerusalem. How can we safely get there? Should I ask the king for an army to protect us? But you see what God shows Ezra. He reminds Ezra what Ezra had told the king. My God will protect us. My God will care for us. We have need of none other than my God. And God brought that back to Ezra's memory. And they ventured out. And they went from the land of Babylon all the way back to Jerusalem and arrived safely, protected the whole way by the hand of God. He showed him, you don't need the king's army. You have me. And so you see Moses had this same trust when he stepped up into that consuming fire. He was prepared. He was ready. As Ezra had studied and searched and prayed and led and taught, he too, again, at a weakness, decided that maybe he needed man to support him and to protect him. But then God reminded him, no. But he reminded him through prayer, through preparation. God told Moses, come up to me, you be there, and I'm going to show you these things. And he was. 6 days of preparing, seventh day God called, and Moses went up to the mount and looked at the 17th and 18th verse. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. You see, they witnessed this. They witnessed as Moses went up this next step, and the whole mount was now as a consuming, devouring fire. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights. You know, as we look at the faith of Moses, a man that has spent 40 years in Egypt, growing up in the finest schools and had the greatest wealth of the land of the day, and then he spent 40 more years as God taught him what was necessary to know, and he had to unlearn much that he had learned in the land of Egypt. And we need to do the same thing. We need to seek the things of God and not the things of man. And Moses had to learn what was important. He had to learn obedience. And most folks, many folks, live much of their life never learning the things of God, never experiencing the grace of God, never experiencing the wisdom and the power of God, the security and the safety of God, because they refuse to be obedient. They refuse to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, and it must begin there. And once salvation comes into the heart, why then the wonderful work will begin. But even then, we still must listen. And when God says, be there, be there. And you wonder why that you have so much trouble and so much heartache. Is it because that you're more faithful to the world and you're wanting the things of the world to satisfy you and not the things of God? Search your heart. The words are wonderful. Be there, is it said that. And now Moses goes up into the mount for 40 days and 40 nights. Now we're going to begin just very quickly here with this 25th chapter. We read to the 9th verse, through the 9th verse, and we don't have time, but I just want to begin this very quickly here. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. You see, Moses was the one that was there, but his purpose was to speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering. So there's a work that's going to begin, and I'm going to ask you to do some homework. I want you to see, where did they get the things that God is asking for? And the list is before you in the 3rd down through the 7th verse. Where did they get gold and silver and brass and all those things and the fine linen? And where would they have gotten that? Well, that's where we're going to begin next time. So please that you come, don't miss the study. We're about to enter into the building of the tabernacle. My dear friend, I'm sure glad that you've joined us today, but I asked that wonderful question, what are you going to do? about Jesus.